Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. A report recently came out that claims Google may be using data from ChatGPT to train its own competitor, Bard. This is a lot of implications. A lot of people have weighed in on this, including the CEO of ChatGPT or OpenAI, Sam Altman. We're going to dive into all of this on the podcast and talk about what exactly is happening with the story. But essentially what you should know is that AI researcher who used to work at Google, his name is Jacob Devlin. He resigned earlier this year. I think it was back in January. So this isn't like super new, but the reason has finally come to light. So essentially he said he warned the CEO of Alphabet or Google, Sundar Pichai, and he also warned a bunch of the other top executives that the company's ChatGPT competitor, Bard, was being trained on data that was coming out of OpenAI's chatbot. So it's interesting to know this whole story was broke by The Information, and apparently they cited sources with direct knowledge of the issue as well as a bunch of people who had been briefed on it. But what's interesting is spokespeople for Google and OpenAI didn't immediately respond for request for comment on a lot of the news stories that were written about this. Eventually, a spokesperson for Google appeared to deny the report when they were talking to The Verge. They said, Bard is not trained on any data from ShareGPT or ChatGPT. So essentially what this is all is and how, you know, I guess what this the claim and what gets to the bottom of this is essentially there's a website called ShareGPT, and you can publish, it essentially kind of screenshots the whole message or conversation you've had with ChatGPT, and you can publish it on a website and share the link with someone. So like if you have a really cool conversation with ChatGPT, maybe you discover some cool prompts or figure out some cool things it can do, and you want to have a way to share that entire conversation, ShareGPT lets you do that. And what they're alleging is that Google was going to ShareGPT's database, because it's a public thing, and using that to help train Bard. Now, the problem with this, number one, is that obviously we'll just end up, Google Bard will just end up with this, with as something that sounds super similar to ChatGPT. And this isn't actually very far-fetched, because recently a bunch of researchers at Stanford, right, they used a new tool from Facebook that or Meta that really allows you to train models a lot cheaper. And with 35,000 questions and answers from ChatGPT, they essentially cloned ChatGPT's entire model with 35,000. It cost them about $500, and it was 35,000 questions and answers. They trained a model off of that, and it was almost as good as ChatGPT on everything, and it's such a tiny model. So people are able to build these smaller. So people are alleging that, you know, that's essentially what Google did, because all of a sudden they come out with Google Bard. Maybe if they're really far behind, this would be a good way for them to catch up quick. Now, what is interesting with this whole story is Google denies it, and Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, he actually said on Twitter recently, he said that he wasn't mad that they were, he's like, I'm not mad at Google's training off of OpenAI ChatGPT outputs. He's like, I'm just annoyed by the spin they're putting on this whole thing. So Google's, you know, having this whole spin they're throwing on it. So it's interesting. He's pretty much calling them out and saying that they are doing this, even though they've denied it. And what's interesting is this is actually directly against OpenAI's terms of service. So OpenAI's terms of service says that you are not allowed to use any outputs from ChatGPT to train a competitor AI model. It makes sense, right? They spent a lot of time to build out their model and they don't want people to just essentially clone it. That being said, a lot of people were responding to Sam Altman saying, well, we're not mad that you trained your model off of our data that you got for free. So, you know, it's kind of like Sam Altman used a bunch of publicly available data from people to train his model, and now Google's using that. Anyways, it does lead to a small issue where, like, all AI models, if they really were just from the exact same source, and let's say ChatGPT or OpenAI had different biases or issues with them, those are just going to get passed down to the next thing. So, you know, it probably would be best if people were using their own data and training it in their own way. And I mean, it's so interesting, right? This whole conversation, because, you know, it's like, is Google stealing from OpenAI ChatGPT? And like, at the end of the day, OpenAI is using the Transformer model, which Google invented back in 2017 to build their whole model. So it's kind of like everyone's borrowing from everyone. There was a lot of open source stuff. Now things are getting a little bit more closed source, but a lot of these tools that originally were out there are all being used by everyone. So it's like the data is mostly, I mean, essentially from the whole internet, the tools, a lot of them were open source for anyone to use. And so, yeah, it's just really interesting to see what's going to happen with that. It is interesting to know, though, the guy that was kind of, I guess, the whistleblower on this whole Google case, he worked at Google for over 5 years, and he was the lead author of a 2018 research paper on training machine learning models for search accuracy. And it was literally one of the big papers that helped to initiate the entire AI boom. So his research has since become a part of both Google and OpenAI's language models. And he is obviously a very well-known, very reputable guy. And so a lot of people are saying, you know, Sam Altman included, that this probably is pretty legit. So it's interesting, you know, OpenAI has actually hired dozens of former Google staff over the years. And since the company's chatbot made headlines in November for its availability to, or pretty much ability to do anything from our NSA to provide code, Google and OpenAI have been locked in a pretty tight arms race. So it's going to be interesting to see which one comes out on top. Google's ramping up the pressure. They've combined their DeepMind and Google Brain, their two kind of AI teams they have over Google. They've combined them together to try to better compete with OpenAI. And it's going to be interesting to see who comes out dominant in the AI space in the future. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.